got this question from a 27-year-old lady from Kerala. She claims that she is a middle-class girl who has been brought up in a toxic family. Parents never had a healthy relationship with each other, and she had grown only watching hatred within the family. Although her parents provided her with good education and material needs, but everything was actually dependent on her productivity rather than being out of affection and love. She also states that there was no family celebration, no going out together, and she always wanted to do something in the field of art, but just to please her parents, she chose the career of being a CA, and it took her a lot of time to clear. And although her parents were hoping that she would not be able to clear that, but she did. And in 2014, her father passed away due to health issues and alcoholism. And she also claims that he was an absent father figure. Although later she started working on her training and started working also. But the thing is, now she is fed up due to three reasons. A, her mom is one of the most toxic person she now has to deal with. She claims that she not only has signs of being a covert narcissist, she is a narcissist. And she always demeans her, demotivates her. And although she wanted to prepare for UPSC, but now major of her focus is going towards taking care of her mother, and she's also creating trouble within the other family members, and now she has to deal with that culture also. And she now is suffering with PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, and now she's not able to clear, and she is suffering with two issues: that how to handle the situation with her mom, and how to have undeviated focus towards the career. So this is a very lengthy question, and first of all, there would not be any right advice for this question. This is what you call misfortune, you could call unwanted timing, whatever you want to call it, just don't make it your final destination. Also, now we need to define what toxicity is, because the answer to that question would depend whom that question is asked for. No single piece of advice could be considered holy good in this particular case. Sometimes we have to remember that you cannot change most of the people in your life, especially the people in your inner circle. And you should not be punished for the faults and failures of others. That is for sure. And if I have to define toxicity in terms of Jordan Peterson, who is a well-acclaimed clinical psychologist, he only tells one of the traits of the people you should surround with: the people who genuinely want the best for you, and at least they want the good of you to be the best. The good in you should always shine. If the people in your circle do not want that, that's a clear red flag. You have to take some decisions which are necessary but difficult. Many a times you will be, and not only in this particular scenario but in many decisions, you will be confronted with these kind of situations. You call it whatever you want to, but you need to have the chosen people that want the best for you. As the old saying goes, some people aren't the baggage you need because they are the anchor weighing you down. It's like a scenario where a bird can fly only to the extent the owner allows to. But once the owner is gone, the responsibility is gone, the baggage is gone, the bird can fly at the maximum limit. So, some practical advices. If you don't want to completely cut them off, which is totally understandable, make the point that you will be moving on to get your life sorted. And they are allowed to only support but not sabotage the situation. Because some people, they can be any, they are on their own path to misery and drowning in the well of hell. And they create misery and chaos for the people around them. Sometimes they do it intentionally or unintentionally, but all they know is hurting people, because only hurt people hurt people. Sometimes you have to let people go to hell their own way. You cannot allow people to repeatedly mistreat you. It can become a reward for them. It is the only objective they are left with in their own life. So finally, make the decision to either cut them off or to limit the contact. And the thing is, many a times, actually most of the times, we are not afraid of taking the difficult decision or the most necessary decision. We are more worried about the fact how we will confront others. What will society choose to say about us if I take that decision? Or how would I react and how would others react when I will confront them or I will talk to them? To all those people, I only have one thing to tell. Today, you will allow society to take over you and you won't do what you feel right. But later, when you will need the support, society won't be there. When you will need guidance, society won't be there. And when you will fail, they will be there. Justifying your failure. Telling each other how you were bound to fail. So, if you try to walk away and if you decide to walk away, there will be consequences. But be ready to face them. Also, if we take a look at a long-term horizon, you think about the possibility. Later down the line, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or maybe if I talk about you on being on the deathbed. Do you want to wish that you had taken the life that you chose, or you want to live the life that was decided by others and the society? You do not want to live with the regrets that I wish I had taken the chance and believed more in myself and more in my abilities. Most of the times, when you will observe people, their actions tell everything. You will get to know everything about the person, what they are up to. You confront them, you tell them what needs to be fixed, and if they do not listen to you, despite you repeatedly telling them, cut them off. Even if you choose to say, tell them what is off the limits and what is allowed and what is not. Let's take a scenario wherein you choose to stay with all this chaos in your life, and to an extent you manage to live with that, but everything will appear smooth and steady and calm only from the outside. It will lead to a scenario where your inner turmoil will be creating tsunami inside you. You will feel heavy chest. You will not be able to even form relationship with anyone because your inner self needs work. This vicious circle will take over you, wherein you will not be able to decide if you did the right thing or the wrong thing, because there will be a regret that what if I had decided to choose the other path. So choose that, but form your own decision. Analyze, assess, but the decision has to be yours. And I would also like to congratulate you that you decided that something in your life needs fixing, because to change a situation, first step is to realize that something needs to be fixed. Allow yourself the time to assess and look within. And look within, not to get depressed, but think through, write down pros and cons, yes and no's, situation A, situation B. Assess everything. Because this is the only chance you got. If you spoil it, you take it, you leave it, whatever you choose, that has to be your own decision. But at the end of the day, this might be the fate, this might be the misfortune that you have been battling with these issues. So if you think it needs fixing, fix it. Don't be dependent on anybody for this. Start small. Moving out, finding a job, being consistent with the work, take small actions every day. See where you are after 3 months. See where you are after 6 months. And also, if you talk about being consistent, you have to find your why. Then how won't matter. Even if you want to pursue UPSC, you have to have that vision that yes, I want it and I will get it. If you do not have a plan B and you only have a plan A, I'm sure you will do whatever you can in your own personal capacity. And even if you don't get it, at least you won't die with the regret that I did not try. That's all what I can say, because there is no right advice for this. If you liked this, let me know. And to all listeners, if you have any questions you want me to take it up, you can write to me at vinitsirpodcast@gmail.com. I'll try to take it up. Thank you.